Well, good morning and welcome. This is Pastor Eric coming to you on April 19th, Sunday, April 19th, 1 week after Easter. Can you believe it? Last week was Easter. So Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. On our original plan, and we are continuing that today, we were to celebrate Earth Day Sunday. This is a Sunday closest to Earth Day, which is this Wednesday, April 22nd. In fact, it's the 50th anniversary of the first Earth Day in 1970. And so our celebration today is focused around lifting up creation and the earth that God's gift to us that we live on. And so we'll be going through our worship today and different readers. Again, we thank them for participating and thank all of you for being with us for our morning worship. Here now is our call to worship.
Please join me in the call to worship. This is a responsive reading. You can follow along on the podcast site. Come, let us dwell in God's shelter. Let us dwell in God's work of art. Come, because the earth is the Lord's, and God's earth is our home. And together we read, we live in God's world. We are not alone. We share this life with the heavens and the earth, with the waters and the land, with trees and grasses, with fish, birds, and animals, with minerals and creatures of every form, and with all of our brothers and sisters. God is good, and everything God makes is good. God is love, and everything God makes is love's fruit. Let us worship God. And our organist, Marilyn Lee, will be playing Morning Has Broken, hymn number 145. I will be reading the prayer for illumination. You are the living God who sustains all life in continually unfolding ways. And now, may we open our ears to your continually unfolding word. You speak to us in new and vital and imperative ways. With all the power you have given us, let us be silent and open to listening for nourishment, comfort, for challenge and new focus. Amen.
First reading is from Genesis 1, verses 1 through 13. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and separated the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning, a second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind upon the earth. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a third day. This ends the reading.
Today's second scripture reading comes from the book of Job, chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. But ask the animals, and they will teach you, the birds of the air, and they will tell you. Ask the plants of the earth, and they will teach you, and the fish of the sea will declare to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every living thing, and the breath of every human being. So ends the scripture reading.
And so our third scripture reading today is taken from the Psalms. We'll be hearing a selection from Psalm 148. Hallelujah! Praise God from the heavens. Praise God from the heights. Praise God, all you angels. Praise God, all you multitudes in heaven. Praise God, sun and moon. Praise God, all you shining stars. Praise God, skies above. Praise God, vapors high above the clouds. Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather that obey God. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all livestock, small scurrying animals and birds, rulers of the earth and all people, praise the Lord. And so I invite you to take a deep breath. Perhaps close your eyes for a moment. Notice your physical body, how you're sitting with your feet on the floor, or if you're standing or looking out the window, or if you're sitting around the breakfast table or on the couch with your morning breakfast with you, one of the fun things of worshiping at home. But notice how you, all the parts of your body relaxing, being present in your body. And notice your feet, how they carry you around all day. And notice your mind, capable of thought, of appreciation, of reflection. Notice your arms, always available to serve you, accomplishing what needs to be accomplished. It's good to be alive. Well, one of the marvelous things about working with clergy colleagues is the opportunity to share resources and ideas. And I want to acknowledge right up front that many of the ideas in my message today come from the Reverend Monique Cherie Pierre, a pastor of the Forestville United Methodist Church. And now, in your mind's eye, I invite you to imagine yourself outside in a peaceful place, perhaps in the redwoods or on the beach, at a park, or even in your backyard. Now, especially in this time of sheltering in place and social isolation, being outside is a real treat and really healthy for each of us. And you know what scientists have discovered? They've discovered that your body experiences imagining of things and experiences as just as real as experiencing the actual thing. So even if you're not physically outside, just close your eyes and imagining that you are gives your body that real experience. And so sense the air. Perhaps there's a warm breeze. Notice the colors around you, the feel of the ground. It's good to be alive. It's good to be alive. You know, we can talk about death, but we know only living and our next breath. I mean, we can talk an afterlife, and yet we only know this earth, our physical form, and all that we see and feel here. The creation story in Genesis says that God saw everything that God made and uttered a divine and deep appreciation, saying, "It's good. It's good. It's very good." And yet, doesn't it seem easy to get so preoccupied in making ends meet, in plans for the future, personal responsibilities, full schedules, and a docket of concerns to, in that sense of getting preoccupied, to actually overlook the goodness of the earth, to live the whole day surrounded by goodness and never even notice? We say we have other fish to fry, one saying goes. The rent, the house payment, the other bills, careers, schoolwork, raising children, health concerns, celebrating birth, mourning loved ones passing, and all of this, especially in this high-tech age, can drive us to a fast and furious pace. Although, hopefully now, as you are restricted to your homes and limited to essential errands and work, you're hopefully finding ways to slow down. Because if we forget to praise the loving God coursing through life, who is it? Who is it that never forgets? We heard in Psalm 148, well, it's the heavens, it's the moon, the sun, the twinkling stars. They'll be raising up praises to God continuously. Who else doesn't forget? Clouds and creatures and oceans, cedars, mountains, hills, and fruit trees lift up their praises. My three dogs. Actually, that's not in the psalm. But even still, whether you and I remember or forget, all around us, harmonious praise flows from all of creation. The goodness startles all into praise. And here's the thing. The deep divine goodness of the planet is the basic fact of our existence. It's not goodness as an abstract, philosophical, nice idea. Not in the sense of supposing the Creator leaned back on completion and expressed satisfaction. It's the very essence and nature of Earth is deeply and divinely good in itself. The Earth sustains all things. It satisfies. To every bird, the air is good. To every fish, the water is good. To every growing thing, the soil is profoundly good. What an amazing earth. What an amazing universe, in fact. Recently, an international gathering of scientists and religious leaders made the following statement, and I quote, "As scientists, many of us have had profound experiences of awe and reverence before the universe. We understand that what is regarded as sacred is more likely to be treated with care and respect. Our planetary home should be regarded as such." Close quote. And our own United Methodist Church says, "Our planet is the setting for a great range of beings to live in interdependence with each other, with the elements, and with the non-sentient forms of life. The Earth itself depends on sun and moon, stars and galaxies. Upon it, birds and fish, animals and insects depend upon sun, air and water, plants, and each other, and are constantly changing form. Close quote. The Jewish Christian understanding sees a unity in all of nature, a unity created by God. Verse 18 of Psalm 145 reads, "Your hand, O God, is open wide to satisfy the needs of every living creature." Notice that this verse does not limit the statement to creatures that provide us with food or those that are commercially valuable. It's every living creature. So there's a story from the Jewish tradition when Noah is loading the ark with the camels and the water buffaloes and the goats, and all of a sudden up the ramp comes a pair of tiny little gnats. And according to the story, Noah turned to God and he said, "You got to be kidding. You want me to save the gnats? And what possible value could they be?" And God replied, "Yes, Noah, save the gnats. They hold many secrets you may never know." In fact, it is the Noah story where the Bible is quite clear that God's covenant was established not just with people, but with all of creation. God said to Noah and his sons, "I set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." Thomas A Kempis, who lived from 1379 to 1471, said, "If your heart be right, then every created thing will become for you a mirror of life and a book of holy teaching. For there is nothing so small and mean that it does not reflect the goodness of God." Nature is food for the body. It's beauty for the eyes. It's nourishment for the spirit. Nature is the harmony of silence and sound from the first to the last, forming a single whole. As creatures of the earth, we would be happier if we could recognize our oneness in the unity of creation. John Muir, the naturalist, said that when we try to pick out anything by itself, we find it hitched to everything else in the universe. We live in a web of unity. All the world is full of the glory of God. The 15th century mystic Meister Eckhart said, "If the only prayer you could say in your whole life is thank you, that would suffice." And so here we all are, Sabbath time, down time, blessing time. Blessing time, it's actually revolutionary because it breaks through the tendency to take everything for granted. I mean, think about it. You and I, we can steep ourselves in Sabbath time so that all through the week we live it too. Indeed, in this time of sheltering in place, we have this profound opportunity to make much of our time, our Sabbath time, to think of it as Sabbath time, to change the way we relate to our use of time. The question is, will we learn not to take everything for granted? It's special to see someone's face these days when we can remove our literally physical face mask, when we see someone on the different visual things of Skype and other ways to see each other online. And we can wave across the yard to our neighbors or as our children or grandchildren walk by on the street and we're from our porch. But take that time. How do we change our relationship to time so that it all becomes Sabbath time? Wayne Mueller is quoted in the book Earth Prayer. He says, "Sabbath challenges the violence of overwork, mindless accumulation, and the endless multiplication of desires, responsibilities, and accomplishments. Sabbath is a way of being in time where we remember who we are. We remember what we know and taste the gifts of spirit and eternal time." The Catholic bishops of the Pacific Northwest write, "Creation is a book of nature in whose living pages people can see signs of the Spirit of God present in the universe. Each portion of creation can be sign and revelation, a moment of grace revealing God's presence to us. This week and in the months ahead, as we celebrate the earth and find ways to renew our connections with earth, let's reattune ourselves to the natural world around us and reflect on our place within it. We'll hone our ability to stand in amazement, appreciating the divine goodness around us and within us. We'll see what the scriptures say about our role in caring for this amazing, God-given, good home, planet Earth. Today, we marvel and join in the praise, "It is good to be alive." Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all livestock, small scurrying animals and birds, and all people. Praise the Lord. We say it's good to be alive. It's good to be alive. It's good to be alive. Amen. So we used to have a prayer time where people would share their joys and concerns, and then we'd pull those together into a pastoral prayer. So let me just offer this prayer about the bounty of God's gracious Spirit. Let us be a prayer. O ever creative and renewing God, the bounty of your gracious Spirit is all about us. We are embraced by that Spirit through the wonders of an endless night sky with its millions of lights, each declaring the radiance of your presence. We are embraced as we view the majesty of a distant horizon and give thanks for the life that pulses within every blade of grass, every living, breathing creature, every handful of earth. For in their life, O God, is the signature of your endlessly creative presence. Guide us, O God, that we might live with reverence among the abundance of your gifts. May we receive with gratitude the life that earth contains, and may we so love it that those who follow us on their journey of life will have the same reason to stand in awe before your endless majesty and give thanks. Let us know that we are engaged with you on a mission for earth. May those who follow us as they receive of your great goodness, O God, know not only of the history of our passing, but also of the reverence with which we receive the banquet of your great blessing. We pray in our Redeemer's name. Amen.
So, this would normally be the time in our worship service where the worship leader would stand up in front of the congregation and we would have a offering prayer, and we would have our ushers walking down the center aisle with the brass plates for collections. We'd be seeing each other, and we just need to think about how we can continue to support our church during these trying times. Think about how you and I and all of us can financially support the church and continue its mission. And while we're thinking about that, Marilyn Lee is going to play a meditation for us. And Marilyn will now be playing "I Sing the Mighty Power of God," hymn number 152 in the Big Red Book.
Thank you.
receive now this benediction, as, and you have a responsive part that you can read along. Through Christ, God has given us a new birth into a living hope, and together, God has given us an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, an inheritance protected by the power of God. Rejoice, therefore, even if for a while we suffer various trials. Together, for life is stronger than death, love is stronger than hate, joy is stronger than sorrow, and the promises of God are sure.